Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The April jobs report just released by the federal government says grim as most were expecting. The Labor Department says over 20.5 million American jobs were lost last month because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the nation's jobless rate soared to 14.7%. As recently as February, that rate was at a half-century low at 3.5%, the job losses exceeding the 8.7 million lost during the Great Recession. The FAA investigating after an unusual incident at a Texas airport last night. A person struck and killed on a runway by a landing passenger plane. A statement from Austin Bergstrom International saying the flight crew reported seeing an unauthorized individual on the runway shortly after the plane touched down and the victim was dead at the scene. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi slamming the Justice Department move to drop the Michael Flynn case. She says Attorney General Bill Barr's, in her words, politicization of justice knows no bounds. The Justice Department saying yesterday it didn't think it could make a case against the former National Security Advisor. President Trump was pleased at the news.
He was an innocent man. He was targeted by the Obama administration. And he was targeted in order to try and take down a president.
JetBlue getting some backlash after it stages a three-plane flyover New York City last evening as a tribute to first responders and healthcare workers in the face of the pandemic. Most saying the gesture was fine, but that the planes flew too low. They flew about 2,000 feet above some locations, including in Manhattan, where people said it was in bad taste, given people's memory of the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Center. JetBlue has not addressed the criticism. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
President Trump's veto of a measure to limit his ability to use military force against Iran will stay in place as the Senate failed to get the two-thirds majority needed to override it, the vote 49-44. The president slamming the War Powers Resolution, calling it very insulting to a president, and he called it a Democratic attempt to divide Republicans in an election year. The White House reportedly considering pushing tax day back again. The Treasury has already extended the date to file federal tax returns to July 15th, but that could now be moved to September or even December. JetBlue taking heat on social media for its flyover salute to health care heroes and first responders above New York City last evening. Most say the gesture was fine, but it was the low-flying planes that caused concern. Three JetBlue planes flew just 2,000 feet above some locations, including Midtown Manhattan. And better late than never, an Iowa man getting a postcard from his sister 33 years after it was mailed. Annie Lovell sent her brother the postcard in 1987. Paul Willis of Thornton just recently got it. Officials at the Maine Des Moines Post Office say they were doing a deep cleaning because of the pandemic, and the postcard apparently turned up when some furniture and equipment were being moved. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Live. Hey, it's the way we roll in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. Welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got Beth Jones going to join us, a Bible teacher, pastor, and author of who's been helping people apply God's word to reach their potential for 30 years. Got a neat new book out. I tell you, it's very, very colorful. You're going to love it. It's called Reinvent: Start Fresh and Love Life. From Beth Jones, host of the TV show, The Basics with Beth. Beth, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be with you.
Well, better to be with me than on the Capitol steps there in Michigan. You know, I thought I saw you there raising all kinds of ruckus there against your governor. We just got to keep praying for it.
Yeah, we are praying. We are praying. It is crazy up here in Michigan.
Well, you know, but it's what makes it fun. You know, you have to have a little spice, you know, because this helps you appreciate, you know, the whole recipe. But for you, you're getting all the spice there in Michigan. God bless you.
We are. Thank you.
Well, good. Well, Reinvent. What was it? During a devotion time, God said, look, now's the time. You've got to get this message out. How did this come about?
I know, it's so crazy. You know, Bill, it's a message from 2 Kings chapter 4, and it's a message I've taught literally for 20 years in a variety of form to business people, to our church congregation, to women's groups and conferences and so on. But I had not taught it for some time, and about a year ago, I just got a contact from a publisher. We talked about what books were bubbling up in my heart, and I told them, I said, you know, the thing that's on my heart is this whole reinvent thing. So I wrote the book literally a year ago, started the book May 1st last year. And of course, you know, not having any idea that a year later here we would be in the middle of a pandemic. So I really feel like, even though I didn't do this on purpose, I really feel like the Lord did. You know, he sort of set us up for such a time as this. So,
exactly.
Yeah, very relevant stuff, huh?
Well, in light of the gig economy, and as you say right now, as a result of the coronavirus and unemployment rates at epic levels, it is so heartbreaking. And even my number one son, I've told him, I said, look, maybe it's time for you to really pause and reconsider some things. And I'm going to make sure he gets a copy of your book. Because this is great encouragement, because this is what we do. If you live life long enough, there are times that you may not see it as a true reinvention, but in actuality it is.
Right.
And
yeah, no, totally.
Mm-hmm. So this message that you've been, you know, that has been in your heart and mind all these years, and now you put it to book, and how many new revelations and confirmations did you get as you were writing this book?
I mean, it's funny that you ask that, because many, many, many. In fact, while I'm writing it, you know how it is with God's word and revelation? It's like he peels back the layers, and you see there's another layer of the onion, another truth and revelation you never saw all those years. And while I was writing it, several of those happened, and I could tell you one of them if you'd like me to talk.
No, please.
Further.
Yeah, we've got some time here. Let's go. It's me and you over a cup of coffee with our audience listening in.
Awesome. Well, the premise is 2 Kings 4, and it's the story of the widowed single mother who faces a crisis, and the creditors are coming to take her boys, and she's got to reinvent. She's got to reinvent now. And the prophet told her, in essence, asked her four questions. And one of those questions was, what do you want? What do you have? What will you do? And why will you do it? Those other two questions are sort of embedded in the story. But one of the things he said to her, and I think this is to your point, is he said, what do you have? And she thought, like a lot of us, well, I don't have anything. I mean, I can't do anything. I don't know anybody. What can I do? She goes, well, I do have this little pot of anointing oil. Mm. Well, so the revelation, as I was writing the book, was, of course, the question, what do you have? God only and always uses what we have. But the part that was the aha moment, even for me as I wrote it, was, in her case, it was the anointing oil. In our case, it's the anointing. It's what's the anointing that you have? What's that little anointing, that little touch from God, that little gift, that little talent, ability, God thing that you have, that you can do, that you have a talent in? That's the thing God touched in her story, and I believe that's the thing God touches in our story as well as we reinvent.
Exactly. I like the story. I had spoken with Paula White a couple of weeks ago, and we saw Paula White yesterday at the National Day of Prayer. She was there in the Rose Garden with the president and all the other ministers of faith that were there praying for our nation. And she said that in her initial conversation with the president years ago, he called her up. He happened to see her late night TV. He happened to get a hold of her. And he told her, he says, you've got it. You're the it. You're the it girl. You've got it. And she goes, that's the anointing, Mr. President. He wasn't president. It was Donald Trump at the time. He goes, that's the anointing. And this is, for people that hear, that you're hearing anointing and they're going, What do you mean the anointing? For people who are of faith and they understand the power of the Holy Spirit, they've witnessed it, and they feel and acknowledge God's hand in their life. It is something that is so extraordinary and powerful and simple all at the same time. So when you hear the term anointing, embrace that term, because that's what you want. I mean, because that same question, what do you have? Jesus asked the disciples the same question when they had those thousands of people there, that were hungry,
exactly.
Right? He says, what do you have? That's a great question. I love this. I love it. Yes.
No, that's so good. And I love what you're saying there, because it's the charisma. It's the it. It's that thing. And it's hard to put our finger on, but we all know when it's not there.
Yes.
And so when we discover it and in our own lives recognize it, boy, it's a game changer.
Without a doubt. An old friend of mine in Los Angeles, he would refer to it as, it's a God super on your natural.
That's awesome. Yes, I love it.
I love that description. So, this is the thing, that when you are in concert with God doing his business, doing his bidding, you've got the Lord of Heaven's army on your side. That is a powerful force, right?
Absolutely. And the cool part, and I feel like the opportunity that we even have now in this time as Christians, is here was the single mother, widowed single mother of two boys. If anybody had a disadvantage, it was her.
Exactly.
And yet, because she took what she had and she followed the guidance and the step-by-step process, God laid out to her through the prophet in her case, when she did that, God touched it, and he multiplied her inventory. He gave her a whole garage full of oil from this little bottle of oil, and then it didn't stop there. And I think sometimes as Christians, we sort of stop there, like, God bless me and bring the money and make it happen. And yet, in that moment when she went back to the prophet and said, hey, I did what you said, now I've got a garage full of oil, now what? He said, to what you mentioned, he said, go sell the oil.
Exactly.
You have to now name your niche, go market, monetize the thing you have, because that's how you're going to pay your debts, in her case, and live your life. And I think, man, there's such a massive principle for us to reinvent with that in mind.
I love these questions. What do you want? What do you have? What will you do? And why will you do it? Boy, those are very powerful. And it's all in her book, Reinvent, by Beth Jones. Start fresh and love life. Imagine that. And you can, even in the midst of some of this chaos that's going round about. It's the old saying. Look, if you can keep your head while others are losing theirs, you're all the better. And we do that in the name of Jesus. We've got more from Beth Jones after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps, in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Finds herself unemployed, I understand. I can understand. And even those that are employed are probably wondering in the midst of it, you know, have I chosen rightly? Am I a round peg in a square hole when it comes to my career? Maybe I'd be happier doing something else. And I think, you know, Beth Jones, this could be a byproduct of all this chaos and this shaking up, as Dr. Tony Evans refers to it, that's taking place in the midst of us, is that maybe the shaking that is taking place is to, you know, help us find that right spot, that sweet spot in life where we can, you know, truly be, you know, fulfilled and, you know, and loving life again. What do you think?
Yes, I agree 100%. I think it almost takes something big to shake us up to go, you know, I don't want it to be like it was before. I want to reinvent and find really what I was made to do, find out what my sweet spot is, as you said. So I agree 100%.
Yeah, I did I was doing some research and looked at a U.S. labor study. This is a number of years ago. And I found it quite interesting and fascinating, Beth, that 25% of the people, well, actually, it was more than that. It was like, what was the number? It was huge. It was like 1 out of 10 people actually felt like there was any kind of fulfillment that they had in their job. So 9 out of 10 people not happy. And when I did a deeper dive in that whole situation, I had discovered that if you went to work every day, you were in the top 25% of the U.S. labor force. You know, just going to work, just showing up for work. You were
right.
In the top 25%.
Right.
If you showed up for work every day on time, you were immediately in the top 10%. If you showed up for work every day on time, had an idea of what you were going to do, you were in the top 5%. If you showed up for work every day on time, had an idea of what you were going to do, actually set out to do it, you were in the top 3%. And if, in fact, you showed up for work every day on time, had an idea of what you were going to do, set out to do it, actually accomplished it, you were in the top 1%. I mean, that's really a low bar when you think about it.
It is a low bar. It is, and it's not. It's unfortunate because we were created for so much more.
Exactly.
Not how it was intended to be. So, yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, and why would God tell you to go forth and be fruitful and multiply if he was just kidding?
Exactly, and I think it's so amazing. The first words he ever said to humanity, and he could have said anything, but the first words were exactly that, be fruitful and multiply, which means, to your point, he had a lot more satisfaction and fulfillment intended for us.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to go back to that first question that you ask in your book. What do you want? And that is a profound question because a lot of people, what keeps them in chaos is they don't know what they want.
Right.
You know?
Well,
I mean,
and that's the truth.
And the thing is, part of the breakdown in what do you want is you need to think about it. I was sharing with you that God and I have an interesting exchange because whenever he wants to talk to me, it's always 3 o'clock in the morning. And it doesn't matter if I'm East Coast time, West Coast time, I could be in Hawaii, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. And it makes me laugh. It makes me laugh because that's, in fact, I was reading again a little bit about Samuel this morning in my devotion time. And Samuel, you know, hearing the voice of God, he thought it was his mentor, and he kept going to Eli and go, well, no, I think it's no, listen, it might be God, so just say your servant is listening. But anyway, 3 o'clock in the morning, that's what happens. And it is at that time when I reconcile with God and get an understanding of what it is I want.
Yeah. That's so good.
You know?
Well, because we're busy. Our minds are busy, right? And our hearts are busy and our schedule's busy and we really don't take a lot of time to listen and to be quiet, and maybe it's at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
That we can listen and hear his voice. So I am with you on that. And I think that first question, what do you want, is essential. And, of course, it's the first one because a lot of us go through life doing stuff because we have to pay the bills, to put one foot in front of the other, but we don't love it and we don't want to do it, as you mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So this idea of digging into and discovering, and his question to her was, what do you want? Now, the funny thing about the story in 2 Kings 4 is what she wanted wasn't obvious at first. Because at first, she could say, well, I want money because the creditors are coming to take my kids.
Right.
So I want money. But really, that wasn't what she wanted. Her deeper desire was, no, I want my boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes we'll have a surface want. Well, I want more money. I want a better job. I want, you know. But the deeper desire is, well, I really actually want more money because I want the freedom that money gives me.
Exactly.
So if we identify that ultimate desire, then from there we can begin the reinvent process.
Yeah, and at that time in the culture, you lose your boys, you lose your sustenance. I mean, that's her lifeline, right?
Yeah, that's everything. And she even herself may have become a slave. I mean, it was a crisis situation.
Without a doubt. So God asks you, what do you want? And maybe the question is, Beth, you know, are you prepared to answer that question?
Right. Well, and the thing is, and the truth is, sometimes we don't even know what we want, really, until we hit a point of pain, which is sad but true. And I don't mean bad pain. I mean good pain. Even maybe to some degree what we're experiencing a little bit now, because when we reach the point, like I'll put up with a lot of stuff. I'll put up with it. Mm-hmm. But we all reach that point, like, I can't take it anymore. And at that point of pain, we're ready to make some changes. And then we have to isolate and figure out, okay, what do I want to do? What am I going to do with the rest of my life or my time or my day, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think sometimes it's not a bad thing. If we hit a point of pain, it helps us to identify what's really in our heart and that, you know, God has planted there all along.
Exactly. Well, and sometimes we can't see it because, you know, the pain is so so ravenous and so distracting. I feel the same way. Like Abram, he goes to the top of the mountain. He's got his son with him, his only son that he always wanted. And God has said, I need to sacrifice your son. You imagine the anguish he was in as he's going up the hill in faith, thinking, okay, well, God, I hope you're going to do your deal here and honor your promise. And all along, there's that ram in the thicket that was there for the sacrifice, but he couldn't see it. Until
right.
It was time. Right?
No, it's exactly right. And that's often the case with us. It's very painful choices we make, and yet God's right there with the whole provision all along.
Right. And what are you going to do now that that God has empowered you with this anointing and this power? What are you going to do with it? Are you going to promote life? You're going to promote death, you know, so to speak, because that's the big crossroads that's in front of us all the time, right? You know, we're going to choose life
absolutely.
Or choose death. And when we choose life, we honor God. We choose death, we honor the world or the things that are temporary and non-sustaining, right?
Yes, 100%. And I think what's cool, and I love this about the Lord, is I feel like he's so practical. He's spiritual, of course, and eternal, but he's also so practical with us. And he'll give us that step-by-step plan on, like, specifics that we're to do, like make the phone call, you know, go to the interview, send the text. I mean, he'll help us know what to do. And even with the woman in 2 Kings 4, I mean, the prophet told her four things to do. He said, go, borrow, pour, sell. It was very specific. And when she did those four things, boom, God touches her life and she has that supernatural reinvention. And I really want to encourage people in that. Like, we have to do our part, no doubt. Mm-hmm. But yet there's the God part, which makes the whole thing exciting.
Well, and that's the measure of faith, the difference between what is and what shall be, right?
Yes, right. Exactly. It's faith.
Yeah, exactly. And then you get to that point and you just say, wow. And this is what causes you to love God all the more and appreciate. There is a saying, you know, in the Word of God that says, he who knows their God will do mighty exploits. For me, you know, when I read that, you know, the mighty exploits is incidental. It's more about knowing God.
Right. You know, it's exactly right. And it's a funny thing, you know, sometimes people don't always understand, like, what do you mean give glory to God? And, you know, he gets all the glory and all the honor. And, you know, they sort of wonder, is he just an egotistical God? Or, you know, how does this work? But I always say it, just as you mentioned, Bill, I always say it this way. God gives all the glory and all the honor. This is his ball and back. But we get the benefit.
Amen.
And how good is God to give us all the benefits, but he gets the honor and glory. It is his deal. We just get to cooperate.
Well, we got a great moment in time. Will you maximize that time in such a way that will honor your very being, your very reason for being that God created you for? Will you consider a time to reinvent, to start fresh and love life? That's the title of her new book, Beth Jones. Beth, available at all the usual places, right?
That's right. Actually, all the places you can get books, you can get this book.
And how can they connect with you? We got 5 seconds.
BethJones.org.
Just go to BethJones.org.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enriched activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug-of-war, hide-and-seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The April jobs report just released by the federal government says grim as most were expecting. The Labor Department says over 20.5 million American jobs were lost last month because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the nation's jobless rate soared to 14.7%. As recently as February, that rate was at a half-century low at 3.5%, the job losses exceeding the 8.7 million lost during the Great Recession. The FAA investigating after an unusual incident at a Texas airport last night. A person struck and killed on a runway by a landing passenger plane. A statement from Austin Bergstrom International saying the flight crew reported seeing an unauthorized individual on the runway shortly after the plane touched down and the victim was dead at the scene. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can always go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, as the COVID-19 outbreak quickly evolves, the USO, with nearly 80 years of experience, has pivoted their resources across the entire global enterprise to help care for military members and their families, while also aiding to reduce the spread of the virus. Pandemic impacts everyone. However, for our troops and military families, it is creating additional hardship for those already sacrificing while they continue to serve our country. Now, during this unprecedented time of social distancing, quarantines, and isolation, the USO's mission of strengthening service members by keeping them connected to family, home, and country is more critical than ever. You may not be aware, but let me tell you, the month of May is Military Appreciation Month. And we've got J.D. Crouch II back with us. It's been a while since we've talked with the CEO and president of the USO, based out of Washington, D.C. And so he's happy to take a break from some of the craziness going on in the Beltway to come in and talk with us. J.D., how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing just fine. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm just teasing about the craziness in the Beltway. We all know about the politics stuff, but we're dealing with real-world stuff. We're talking about, you know, what our military families are having to endure. And sometimes when we think about what we're dealing with, we forget about what others, especially, you know, those that are on such an important mission on behalf of our freedoms.
Absolutely. You know, obviously many of the stresses that are affecting Americans now also affect those military families, but in different ways. You know, obviously, 50,000 Americans deployed overseas. You've got people on bases all across the country. And their central problem, even without the COVID virus, has always been that feeling of separation.
Exactly.
Well, now it's even more so. We've got soldiers, sailor, airmen, Marines quarantined here in the U.S. and overseas. We've got military families separated at a very difficult time. Obviously, there are those impacts, health impacts, as well as their inability to even communicate with one another. So one of the things the USO has always done has been there to help strengthen them by keeping them connected to family, home, and country.
Yeah, and it's hard sometimes for people to appreciate what the military goes through. I can tell you, J.D., when I was in the Marine Corps, we had an outbreak of spinal meningitis, and we were quarantined for 4 weeks. And it was unnerving. It was kind of odd because you get used to and focused on a mission, and suddenly that mission comes to a stop, and you have to be quarantined. And it is an odd experience. So I can only imagine what these families and these members of the military are having to endure right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for example, one of the first places that went up was Camp Humphreys in Korea. Mm-hmm. And we have, you know, they were on quarantine. And because obviously this COVID outbreak struck that part of the world earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've been on quarantine for a long time, and we've been helping to support that through our centers that are there that are now pushing out everything from, you know, snacks and meals and all kinds of entertainment options for either families or individual soldiers to keep them busy while they're on quarantine. Because as you said, they can't do their regular mission.
Yeah, it is unnerving to say the least. Well, as it is, we're realizing here in the United States, you know, citizens are realizing, you know, hey, working from home, things have changed. We've got the new normal, I guess, that we're adjusting to, but now things are starting to open up, so we're encouraged a bit in that means. You touched a little bit, but I want to give a little bit more time in terms of, you know, the USO response measures that have been taken at home and abroad.
Right. Well, the first thing we did was make sure that we weren't a part of the problem. And so we made sure that our centers, if they were operating, that they were staying very clean. But most of them, frankly, have been shut down. We're pushing our center programming out to our service members. And so we're doing that in a couple of different ways. One is by safe distance, where we drop off meals. We drop off things that they need, gaming systems and the like. We've shipped thousands of care packages across the world. We've also been able to set up facilities for them to use in quarantine areas where they can, you know, do gaming, connect with families, get Wi-Fi, get the things that they would normally expect. On the programming level, we're actually doing a lot of virtual programming now. Some of it is bringing our entertainment programming. We've had David Boreanaz from the SEAL Team show.
Yes.
Has met with the soldiers. We've had the Chainsmokers, the band, out talking to them. Eliza Schlesinger, the comedian. One of my favorites was we had Martha Stewart connect with 18,000 service members and their families, particularly family members, to help do some virtual cookie baking. So it's those kinds of things that make our service members understand that Americans back here are thinking about them, and that's really important. Last thing I would mention is just our mobile units. The USO is known for having mobile units, and we now have them deployed across the United States with our National Guard, who are now out fighting the COVID virus. You may have seen in the news the big Navy ships that came in.
The Comfort, and yes, right.
Well, we're out there. They're supporting the communities, and we're supporting those medical personnel on those ships with all kinds of programming. So those are the things that we do to pivot to make sure that we're helping to keep those service members connected to family, home, and country.
Well, we're talking with Dr. J.D. Crouch II, who was elected by the U.S. Board of Governors to be the 23rd President and Chief Executive Officer of the United States service organization. J.D., boy, I'll tell you, to listen to all that the USO is doing. I mean, some people may think, hey, USO is just about entertainment. But, boy, it is comprehensive. And what the team has been doing, you know, on behalf of the U.S. military here and abroad is astounding. to hear you just, you know, talk about all the different logistics and things that you're involved in. And I think the American people would like to get more involved, and now they understand more of the mission of what USO is all about. So what ways are donor dollars at work to support military families during COVID-19?
Right. You know, it's fascinating that obviously people know us for our entertainment, and they often know us for our airport centers and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. The breadth of programming is really phenomenal now. Not only are we there when they first come into the military and through every stage, but also we're there even when they get out. One of the things that we've been doing a lot with lately is helping service members transition back into civilian life. And so that's a big part of our programming as well. Just to bring it down to the very personal, those donor dollars last week connected a young National Guardsman who was stranded in Erbil, Iraq. And he couldn't be there for the birth of his daughter.
Oh.
So we put him in the room virtually so that he could be there for his wife and see his daughter for the first time. Those are the kinds of things that those donor dollars go to support. They're touches from the American people to our service members around the world on a daily basis. So I really encourage folks, if they're interested, come to our website. Take a look. USO.org. /coronavirus. You can see all that we're doing to support our service members through this difficult period and also what we're doing on a day-to-day basis.
Well, JD, I got to tell you again, a personal story. I wish I'd have had some virtual reality in the birth of my number one son. I was early on in training in the Marine Corps when he was born, so I didn't get a chance to see him up close and personal until he was 4 months old. And it was a tough situation to not be there, you know, with my wife on the birth of my number one son. So I could definitely relate to what this soldier and his family must have been going through. And what a blessing for the USO to be there and to allow for this virtual experience.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, obviously, your story is compelling, but it's also pretty common. You know,
Yes.
Are missing their families. They're asked to go do things. They often have to go somewhere, and they can't even tell people where they are, right?
And as we close things out, JD, please remind everybody how they can get involved and support the USO.
Well, today is May. In early May, we have Military Appreciation Month. So please go to USO.org/coronavirus to see what we're doing and to see how you can help.
Thank you much, JD. Appreciate it. Dr. JD Crouch right here on Bill Martinez Live. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bill.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman. And no waste of time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there's just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for healthcare. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Do
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free! Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free, with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
I guess the question is, are you in? Are you all in? Okay, we need everybody's oar in the water, as Lou Euler would say. Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Robin Chambers joins us now. She's the Executive Director of Advocacy for Children at Focus on the Family. In this role, she oversees the sanctity of human life and foster care and adoption efforts through so many programs like Wait No More, which prepares hearts and homes for kids in foster care, whether for a season or a lifetime, through nationwide events as well as post-placement resources, and, of course, Option Ultrasound, which we've discussed many times before, which I think has just been absolutely, you talk about something that's life-changing. When you are right there, and we've talked about this, Robin, on many occasions, particularly here recently, that we all come to that crossroads of whether or not we're going to choose life or death. And the Bible's real clear what the right answer is. But when you have Operation Ultrasound there, boy, I'll tell you, it takes a lot of the doubt and makes it real clear between the two options there, which is life and which is death.
You couldn't have said it better, Bill. And thanks so much for having me back on. It's good to talk with you again.
Hey, it's always. I enjoy our time together, and we're going to be talking about Mother's Day in light of COVID-19, that it is a little special and a little bit different, and I think it's going to offer an interesting time of creativity, you know, for children to honor moms. And I'm going to be real curious to see, you know, what kind of ideas the kids come up with. But before we get to that, I wanted to get your impression on, you know, yesterday being the National Day of Prayer, the Rose Garden, all the different pastors, people of faith that came there to pray for our country. You know, in the midst of COVID-19, we know that, you know, from day one in history of humanity, when things get tough, there is this natural instinct to look up. And this is what we're finding out. Franklin Graham, his executive vice president, Tom Phillips, has shared with me, because they started a 24/7 prayer service, a prayer line that people are calling into. And Tom told me, Bill, that people are just ringing the phone off the hook. And so, you know, I would say good observation that we need to turn to God, and good observation that we need to turn to prayer. And I thought that this was a blessed opportunity for our country, and to, you know, wait on the Lord and see how he's going to deliver us out of this. Because if you think it's going to be Dr. Fauci or Bill Gates or somebody else, let me tell you, you're looking in the wrong direction. With all due respect.
No, I agree. And we've seen that play out at Focus on the Family. As you know, we've been in shelter at home for quite some time. But the ministry at Focus has been going on, and this has allowed us great opportunity for creativity and collaboration. And we have actually gone back into the vault and pulled out some of our really fun but older content, because we have so many people asking for, you know, that really solid family-friendly content right now. And so I think you're right. I think that a lot of folks are taking time to stop, take a breath, and spend more time with their family. And it has allowed Focus to really meet a need. And we've had lots and lots of new folks that have come along and said, hey, what do you have for families? And so it's been a great opportunity for us to lean into the Lord, but then lead out and reaching those families.
And I know Jim Daly would appreciate the plug for the free streaming service. As you say, people are reaching out and saying, okay, what do you got for families? Well, we got a lot for families, right? And Focus on the Family has been offering that free streaming service. Adventures in Odyssey, all the classic stuff that's been there in the vault is coming out. And Focus's gift to, to the body of Christ and to those families that are hungry for true family-friendly, positivity, right?
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, it's the easiest thing to find is just Focus at Home. And there's amazing content on there. In fact, we are releasing some of our Chronicles of Narnia radio theater that we did many years ago. And what a classic, the classic content in that is so amazing. But it's a way to introduce our kids to some older material that they probably haven't seen. And so it's a great way to spend some family time sitting around the radio. That's something that we haven't done in many, many years. And so it's a great opportunity for families to connect.
Well, Robin, you know it touches my heart being an old school radio guy. You know, the theater of the mind, and, you know, when I went through Focus and saw the theater and the sound effects, I mean, real sound effects, old school sound, not the stuff that came out electronically. What was done there in the radio theater. It just, oh my goodness, it just brings back so many memories, so much fun.
Right. It is fascinating to watch, I have to say, and I think that it's a great way for us to get out from in front of our screens a little bit and spend some time with each other.
Well, Mother's Day, in case you forgot in the midst, how could we forget? It's just around the corner, coming at us at Mach 5 speeds. And so, what are your ideas? I mean, we're having to do Mother's Day from a distance this year.
That's right. One of the things that we've been very, deliberate is probably the word that comes to mind. We've been very deliberate in the way we've been creating content and putting that content out there. And a dear friend of mine wrote something that I actually asked her permission to share. And that was her word. And she said, it has to be very deliberate. It has to be very intentional. And for her mother, who is in her 80s, her love language is written words. And Angie said it's so important for us to find out what that love language is for our moms and to be really deliberate in how we're connecting. And it is different. Her mom's in a memory care facility. So obviously she can't have physical visits, but she put these wonderful words of the characteristics of her mom. She put them in a jar, and her mom could pull out one of those words every day and get a little touch from her daughter to say, this is what I appreciate about my mom. We see lots and lots of wonderful stories on Facebook of people going to nursing homes and memory care facilities and standing outside the door or standing outside the window and at least being able to see that elderly parent and spend time with them. And, you know, we've talked about get your kids out from in front of the screen, but now's the time to really utilize that technology for good. Do FaceTime. Have a meal over FaceTime with your mom and just spend time listening So there's lots of ways that we can still be involved in celebrating our moms. It just takes us being very deliberate and very intentional.
Yeah, time always works, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
The gift of time.
And
it's no question.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, one thing I wanted to clear up here, just because sometimes people hear love language, and I know that's kind of a contemporary term within the body of Christ. And, you know, really, it's really very simple, you know, what love language is. And you knew it as a kid growing up, is that when you did something that elicited a positive emotional response from your mom, you usually got a hug or a smile, and you knew that was it. Well, that's what we're talking about. And you also know the opposite of her love language, that when you did something that wasn't so positive and annoying, then, you know, in the Hispanic community, what usually happened is mom would remove her chancla and throw it at us, so we'd know that's her house slipper. So we would know, okay, that's her anti-love language, so that's not what we want to promote here. So it's not any big sophisticated deal. It really is very simple. In the parlance of today's conversation, we talk about it in terms of love language, but you know what we're getting at, right?
Right, absolutely. Yeah. And again, I think it's being very deliberate in making time for those elderly parents. But I have to share also, my husband and I are raising our grandchildren, and my granddaughter just recently walked up and, pardon me, just gave me this big hug, and we were kind of standing there, and we were rocking like she was a toddler, and she's 19.
Oh, wow.
And she pulled back, and she said, "Grammy, thanks for stepping in." That's something we all can do, Bill, is we can step in, and we can have an impact in people's lives, and that's what we can do for single mamas maybe in our neighborhoods, or widows. There's a lot of ways we can step in and be deliberate in showing our care for the women in our lives.
Well, when you have moments like that, don't you just feel like, okay, God, you know, my life has been fulfilled. You can take me to heaven. You know, just
yes.
when you have those little moments like that and appreciation, yes, from a 19-year-old, ladies and gentlemen, it does happen, believe it or not. You know, so fret you none if you're not quite getting there. They eventually will. And if they won't at 19, I will guarantee you when they become a mother themselves, the whole idea and appreciation for Mother's Day will expand exponentially. And you just get to sit back and smile.
Right. I agree. Now, that was worth more than any present she could have ever given me. It was just letting me rock her in my arms was precious moments.
Yeah, again, it goes back to that time we can have together. Robin, you know, with you, share with us a precious moment that you had with your mom on a Mother's Day. Is there one that comes to mind, particularly?
Yes, I lost my mom 10 years ago. Mm. She's in the heaven with Jesus, but I remember her so distinctly saying, "The greatest gift she ever had was being the mom of 5 children." And she has something, a blessing for every single one of us. And she shared that with me. And I've taken that with me every day and remembered those words. It was just words of blessing on me. And it was precious. And it's something I hold very, very dear.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I don't know why I asked you that question, but obviously I needed to. And because there's others out there that have received blessings from their mother. And we just pray and encourage everybody to make this, even at a distance, the most special of Mother's Day coming up this Sunday. Robin Chambers, Executive Director of Advocacy for Children at Focus on the Family. Thank you, Robin.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do you want to get